We're on House Bill number 380. We've held that particular bill over. Representative Brown, Representative Rieger, I have an amendment, 390, I'm sorry, before me.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I've revised the amendment very slightly, and I'd like to move the revised amendment this time.
Is there any objections?
Chairman,
do we have copies of it?
They just said the word.
Do you have a copy? Did we get a copy?
There's an objection. Just bring it to review administration.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
The only thing which is different from what you had before you yesterday is the addition of the clause consistent with the purposes of this act. And I think it's safe to say that all the parties who've worked on this and reviewed it have agreed to this amendment as it's amended.
Representative Brown, any comments?
No, sir. I think that covers it.
Is there any objections to the amendment? Hearing none, the amendment has been accepted. Is there anybody that would like to testify on this bill? What's the pleasure of the committee? Representative Davis?
I'd move we pass out House Bill 390 as amended with fiscal notes.
Is there any objections? Hearing
Chairman,
none.
As a new finance CS, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. And you're still working on the appropriation, that's correct?
Yes.
Yes. First bill we'll take up is HCR number 46, Copper River Toll. It's relating, this resolution asks the Department of Transportation be directed to construct a toll road along the Copper River via Chitnet to Cordova. There is an analysis in your packet by the Department of Transportation of various means of funding this project. The department is currently conducting work to finalize their estimate cost. The Department of Public Safety has submitted a fiscal note to cover public safety measures if this road was open. Is there anybody here from Representative Cato's office? Wendy?
Good afternoon. My name is Wendy Mulder, aide to Representative Betty Cato. Representative Cato asked for me to read some testimony and then provide you with a map and some photographs which would help clarify probably a lot of the questions. First of all, to give you some background, this is a resolution relating to the Copper River Road. This resolution specifically requests the governor to direct the Department of Transportation to construct a toll road along the Copper River via Chitnet to Cordova. Essentially, the map, if I use the map first of all, it pretty much explains what the department or what Representative Ketter would like to see done.
Here in Cordova here, and here is Chitnet, which is 130 miles up the road, and the road would be constructed 130 miles from Cordova to Chitnet, and then it would tie into the existing highway currently there. The road currently exists to 49 miles and down south 5 miles from Chitnet. It is accessible 2 mile 72, so actually this section of the road would need to be constructed, new construction. This section and this section would need to be overlaid. And we have requested federal funding to construct the highway with limited federal funds. The competitiveness for the federal funds is increased every year. So under AS public financing statutes provides the state with the authority to acquire, construct, equip, and maintain tolls, bridges, roads, crossings, and causeways found to be necessary by the Commissioner of Transportation and Public Facilities. AS 3715730 sets down certain criteria that would have to be met before a toll could be financed. They are that the department submit to the governor and legislature a feasibility study that finds the project is financially feasible and able to produce revenue adequate to repay the bonds. If financing in addition to revenue bonds is anticipated, this department submits to the governor and legislature a finance plan to include the estimated cost of the project and descriptions of the source of money that will be used. And thirdly, that OMB review the feasibility and the finance plan and report the findings and recommendations to the governor. So the project does have several criteria that have to be reviewed before it could go ahead. The Department of Transportation has provided a fiscal note, and the back page of the note shows basically the cost breakdown. This resolution is looking at a Pioneer Access Road. The comparison dollars are also there for a federal aid road, but because it will be a state toll road, it will be a Pioneer Access Road year-round. The cost would be $18,405,000, and then year-round maintenance cost, the $1,200,000, and programming toll charges would be $120,000 a year. So if you can compute out the $7, the $9, and the 90 cents, the toll for a person to travel on that road would be $16.90. That would help pay off the 20-year revenue bonds that finance the road. It would pay annual maintenance and operation, and it would also pay the programming toll charges that were on the road. So virtually after the state issued the revenue bonds, there would be no financial impact on a yearly basis to the general fund, either to offset the capital costs or to pay for any maintenance and operation. The city of Cordova does support this very strongly.
Is there any questions? Ms. Ripton's reader.
Mr. Chairman, what was the projected toll, assuming the bridge gets paid for with federal funds?
Then it would be the $9 and the 90 cents if the bridge were paid for.
Okay, and that's round trip or one way?
No, that would be round trip. There would only be one toll placed on the highway, and it's not decided yet where that would be.
One last question. Is the toll to be the same for trucks? Are you expecting all the commercial traffic to buy the road?
At one time, the Department of Transportation had looked at maybe charging a per axle cost. However, these figures came back at a per vehicle toll, so maybe the department could answer that a little better. But at the present time, it was just a per vehicle estimate.
And last question, do you anticipate keeping it open year-round?
Yes, the year-round, to keep it open year-round was actually less expensive on a toll cost than to keep it open seasonally. So Cordova residents would be happy with it open seasonally or year-round. It just costs more cost-effective year-round.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did you say there was someone from Cordova here who was going to speak?
Nobody from Cordova, the Department of Transportation.
Then could you tell me, in 1982 and 1983, there was a notable lack of support for this project out of Cordova. Without asking you for the results yet, can you tell me precisely what steps have been taken in the last 5 years to assess public opinion? I guess what I'm asking you is, have there been referenda?
Yes.
Have there been... Could you state each one of those exercises and how they came out?
Initially, the vote not to build the road turned back federal funding and approximately $18 million in federal funds, and that was the end of Governor Hammond's and the very first part of Governor Sheffield's term. And then there was a vote taken to build the road, and sorry, Representative Gold, but I'm not really clear on, I know that was a pass vote, but I'm not really clear on when. Here 2 years ago, they voted on which route, because at that time they were deciding if to build it through the Tico route or to tie it in closer to Valdez or to build via Chitna. And so that also went to a vote 2 years ago, and the Chitna route was overwhelmingly supported by the people who voted. On the bills... situation, Department of Transportation may be able to be more specific on that.
So you're saying that between 1983 and to date, there's been one vote that's been taken to vote on yes or no for the road, and you believe that it was passed, but you don't know when or what the margin.
It did pass, and to my knowledge, that is the only actual vote that has been taken. Representative Cato introduced this after traveling to Cordova on three different occasions, and she and the correspondence into the office and public town meetings indicate overwhelming support in Cordova for it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions? Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that would like to testify on this resolution? Department of Transportation. Would you state your name for the record, please? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Durkin, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Mostly, I'd just like to answer any questions you do have. We are in the process of completing, and we have a draft out this month, of a reconnaissance phase report talking about the potential routes and costs for different standards of roads. In that reconnaissance study, which has been going on since last fall, we've had a number of public hearings. We certainly sensed overwhelming support in the community, the community for a route of some kind. Our position about the, the toll concept is basically one that would kind of rather wait and have our reconnaissance study completed and have a recommendation on the basic concept of the road and whether we'd like to move ahead with that. If that were to be positive, certainly we would support the idea of examining the toll as a way of collecting as minimum the additional operating costs of the road. Our stand with the community has been that we have difficulty supporting the concept of the road absent additional funds for the maintenance. We are trying to be advocates of an expansion of the system and at the same time be aware of how the operational costs that result from that expansion get to be paid for, and we think that a toll concept certainly recognizes a willingness of the users of the facility to assist in that effort. So we do support the idea of a toll concept as part of the next stages in our overall study. There is one caveat which I think is in our analysis, which maybe doesn't stand out, and that is on a federal aid route, we cannot charge a toll. So at some point, we will need to make the decision that this is going to be a state-funded route or that it's going to be a route which accepts federal assistance, because once you do that, you have to abandon the toll concept. We showed the cost of a federal aid route just as a comparison, and essentially if it were built as such, we would not be able to examine the collection of a toll.
Representative Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So turning that around then, if we were to direct you to look at a toll road, then we're really directing you to look at a state-funded road. What's the status of the Cordova Road extension in your six-year highway plan?
It doesn't exist in our six-year plan, and I think that that's best explained by the previous negative vote by the city in 82 or 83, where we had kept, in fact, some federal funds based upon earthquake damage, that based upon that vote, we turned back to the Federal Highway Administration and basically at that point moved it out of our priorities. If we were to, and I think Wendy spoke to the fact that if we were to proceed with a recommendation to construct the road using federal funds, it's certainly going to be difficult to get that project reinserted in our priorities. There are a lot of other projects which our six-year plan is actually above the level of funding which we anticipate to receive over the next 6 years.
In our hearings on the DOT budget, and I guess in remarks made by Commissioner Hickey up in Fairbanks, and I heard some on the radio here today or yesterday, concerning new roads and how that all fits in, I'm assuming that this road, along with the Eku River corridor or a Nuitsit Road or any number of these that have been discussed, the department is still continuing to look at all of those kinds of things together in some sort of overall planning process and in relation to the federal requirements?
Yes, it's our desire that we attempt to roll into our selection criteria some more emphatic use of the economic development potential of new routes, whether it be for resource development or tourism, and that we, given the limited availability of funds, that we should look at all those proposals and concentrate on those that make the most economic sense. I believe that this bill certainly doesn't impede that at all, because the toll question basically has to stand a certain financial payback test of itself. So in a sense, this is subject to a test of its own.
I share your conclusion. I guess I wanted to hear you say that too. That I guess that's why this doesn't necessarily bother me as being outside of that effort, because I would assume that it has to stand on its own. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Call.
Can you tell me the cost of, I'm sorry, I just, maybe this has been covered or is explained in your documentation, but what is the cost of building the road? Is that your estimate?
The estimate's here, and my belief is that when our reconnaissance study is complete later this month, there may be some new numbers for these. At the moment, basically what we're saying is for the Pioneer Access Road, a term which has been created, I suppose, that...
I'm sorry, the Pioneer Access Road, what?
The Pioneer Access Road, which is the term we're using, mm-hmm. is basically a narrow, non-federal standard, low-speed but usable route, that if it were built to a seasonal standard, it'd be $16.9 million. If we're built to...
$16.9 million.
And if we're built to a year-round standard, it would be 18.4, the basic difference being in the kind of bridge structures that we'd use in a year-round maintained route.
So now this Pioneer Access Road, this is a gravel road of some sort?
Yes.
How wide would it be?
18 feet.
And how many miles long would it be?
That's actually part of why the cost estimates aren't very accurate. There's a fair amount of debate as to basically the alignment is the old rail bed. And we've had to do a fair amount of investigation to determine just what parts of that rail bed are really passable now or need to be reconstructed. I can't tell you exactly which assumption.
Within a few miles, I mean, could you estimate the length of the road?
We're talking about a good 80 miles.
I guess what I mean is, what was the length of the road on which you based these figures? That's what I'm asking.
That's what I can't speak to exactly. And I think what it amounts to is that there's about 80 miles of heavily reconstructed at one rate, and there's some additional miles of what is now marginally passable road, which is being given a different unit price in terms of its reconstruction cost.
You think that you can build this road for $200,000 a mile, roughly? Is that correct?
Well, I think that it's actually a greater unit price than that in terms of what is actually being built, and it has the advantage that the rail bed provides even though it's declined in its condition over the years, it provides you a much better starting base than a route where you truly had to cut down trees and provide grading and do that. There's a minimal amount of preparation work to begin the construction here.
You're estimating the cost at approximately $200,000 a mile, is that correct?
That's one way of computing it.
Well, 80 miles, 16.9. It's about $200,000 a month.
Average.
And you say that if the road is built with, is that what it normally would cost you? I mean, do you feel that that is a, that estimate going to cover it, or?
I think that that's a very bare bones attempt at estimating that. I think that it, as I say, it has the advantage of starting from an existing rough surface and an alignment and a right-of-way, and we're not making any realignments of that right-of-way or acquiring any additional right-of-way. I think that there's probably a fair margin of error in that estimate, particularly as it comes to the number and length of bridges that need to be, and the crossings that need to be made, and that.
And this is, I guess the point I'm trying to make is this is way below what you would normally project.
Okay. Absolutely.
And now, Under this resolution, would it be the intent of the department to charge a toll on this Pioneer Road, or would you then go for secondary development first?
If by secondary development, meaning federal aid funds?
I wouldn't care to characterize what I mean. I know what you're going to do with this money. I'm asking if you're then going to charge a toll or you're going to do something else first.
If we were, I'm still not sure I understand your question.
Well, my question is the resolution relates to a toll road. Mm-hmm. You've given the cost of construction for a Pioneer Road. Would you then begin to charge a toll for transit over that Pioneer Road?
Yes.
And does the department project a next phase, or does the department project that this would be the end of construction?
In terms of the cost portrayed in the fiscal note, we're assuming simply recapturing that original capital cost. If I see where you're headed, I think that is a realistic expectation that as the use of that road increases, that the standard of road assumed in this cost estimate will be found in later years to be less than satisfactory, and that there will be efforts to make it wider and to take some of the sharper bends out of it and to make some of those kinds of improvements.
Now, do I understand correctly what Representative Porchot asked you, that you're going to have to use 100% general fund for any subsequent work if you're going to charge a toll on that road?
Correct.
Do you have cost estimates of what it'll take to bring that road up to a standard that will avoid complaints?
Well, our assumption at the moment and our message we get from the community is that this type of road is sufficient for the access which they require.
Is that consistent with your experience? Has any community ever been satisfied with the level of road you're talking about here?
Well, I think the answer is yes. I think there are a number of communities that are satisfied with, you know, the kinds of roads they have. The department has not been in a position of building a road at this standard very often. More often we build to the federal standard.
Just recalling what our experience has been in Heidelberg with regard to complaints on that road. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. I notice on your analysis that this analysis does not include the cost of money. Did you do an analysis where this was financed rather than paid for out of grant money?
Would we do one?
Or did you do it?
We did not, and certainly that's going to change those numbers substantially. I think that's part of what we'd have to look at under the statutory requirements of establishing a toll as to where that money came from and what the opportunity cost or the cost of money ought to be. We bounced that around a little bit and made no conclusion about what we should use as that cost or whether it should be part of the analysis.
You know,
we changed the numbers significantly.
I'm just thinking, because I can't recall, the toll road statute that's on the books, does that require a certain type of financing, or is it silent on that?
I don't remember that it says that the cost of money must be part of the equation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions?
Just one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Gall.
Did you participate in any public hearings in Cordova on this?
I did not, no.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Or do you know the outcome of any? Were there any that the department participated in?
Yes, I've been kept informed of those, and there have been a number of them in Cordova.
And what was your assessment of the public opinion?
As to the toll road itself, I couldn't say, but as to the need for and the desire to build the road, it's overwhelmingly in support.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess this question is really more directed to Representative Porchot and the remarks he made earlier about the overall planning process, and I'm still not clear on how this project would fit into the state's overall planning process. Could you elaborate on that a little more, please?
Mr. Chairman,
Porchot,
this particular road and route has been one of several that have typically been requested by legislators to look at and study, and in the past, a lot of this study work and planning work has involved federal highway fund monies for doing advanced project planning and maybe Mr. Gerken can elaborate on this, but the department has recently been informed that the federal government is looking at this.